Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We have a jam-packed show. High school football, college football, Major League Baseball playoffs, NBA playoffs. Kip's going to break down the NHL.
No, I'm not. I'm going to leave the NHL up to people like you. I'll leave that to you. It's football season. I was brought on this show to bring football knowledge to the show. Because there was lacking. Management said we had baseball covered, we had racquetball covered, we had badminton covered, but we need you to come to the show, Kip, and bring some football knowledge to the show. So I've been here for the last three or so years, and the ratings have skyrocketed. And, you know, we're on K-Bay, home of the Camden County Wildcats, who thumped Glen Academy last night, 31-14, live on 106.3 K-Bay. Jason Bishop, you had to call.
Yeah, it was a good football game. I wouldn't say they thumped Glen Academy. I think they pulled away late, but
scoreboard said 31-14.
The scoreboard did say that. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Peachtree Pest Control.
Termite season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Pre-inspections with termite options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
That Camden County Glen Academy game, it was a good football game, two really good football teams, but that's not the conversation of the day from the games of last night. The conversation of the day, we'll give scores in just a moment. The conversation of today is this: Frederica Academy 36, Valwood 13. Frederica went into Valdosta and thumped Valwood.
I don't want to hear nothing from any Valwood people. In fact, Valwood people, on the third segment of this show today, you're going to show up on a list. Just a little preview.
We'll run down some scores. Lowndes beat Griffin 45-6. Crisp shut out Houston 12-0. Northside Warner Robins gets a W 14-7 over Peach County. MCA goes down to your Brunswick High Pirates, Kip, 21-6. Benedictine 49, Effingham 7. A really, really crazy game. A really good matchup, too. Richmond Hill, Ware County, Ware gets the W over Richmond Hill. 36-29.
Scored late in that football game to pull it out. Good football game.
Well, they were up big early in the football game, and Richmond Hill came roaring back and almost found a way to win that game. Metter beat South Effingham big, 36-3. Coffey, 31-16 over Bainbridge. A really
good
win.
A big win for Coffey on the road in Bainbridge. Bainbridge was 5A state champions just a couple of years ago. Good win for Coffey.
Pierce County beats 5A Wayne County and shuts them out 14-0. So far, Pierce has beaten 6A Brunswick, 5A Wayne. Pierce is AAA, by the way.
We're going to refer back to this game in the third segment as well.
Yeah, you've already told me a story about that. Clinch 33-7 over Marion. Southeast Bullock, watch out for the Yellow Jackets. 28-7 winners over Brantley. Jeff Davis, also big winners, 50-20 over Atkinson. Savannah Christian 26-7 over Screven, and Calvary Day takes down Bullock Academy 48-6.
The Bullock Academy Gators, mainstays in your power rankings. I don't suspect we'll see them unless a sponsor's check came in or something over in the last week or so.
See, you say that as if there are teams that can pay their way into the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, and that just does not happen.
If I hired a private investigator, you probably could turn up evidence to support that. But, you know, I don't want to invest that kind of money. We're in a pandemic right now. Money's tight, so you know, you got to spend your money wisely on things rather than an investigation that's going to turn up evidence that you already know is true.
My high school football power rankings is based upon a logarithm
that yeah, we know
has tried and true. I'll be happy to share it with the listeners anytime they ask.
I was talking to your dad at the Brunswick High broadcast. We were getting ready to go on the air, and we were talking about your power rankings last night, and we talked about your lack of geographical knowledge. I mean, I think for Christmas what I'm going to buy you is an atlas. I'm going to go to Walmart. I'm going to pick up one of the road atlases, and I'm going to let you see where towns actually lie in or outside of your geographical area that you pick every year, whatever you do.
What's an atlas?
Again, I might pay for you an app on your phone so you can understand where places are. Macon County is not Macon, Georgia.
But it should be.
No, it should not be. Again, you take what you would like to see and you make it reality when it's really just fantasy.
31-14, the Camden County Wildcats notched their first win of the season. Your Brunswick High Pirates 21-6. That MCA team, I'm telling you right now, they're
scrappy.
They're 0-2, but they've got two losses to two 6A schools. And in the end, the MCA Buccaneers, once you get into single A and you get into that playoff format, I'm telling you right now, MCA will be there in the end. They're going to be one of the final four teams left in single A.
I'm worried about if they had a viable passing game, I would take them seriously. They can't throw the football a lick. They can run the football. They play hard. Brunswick took control of that game early, kind of just throttled down on McIntosh. But, man, they are a hard-playing football team. Coach Warren up there has done a fantastic job with that football program. These kids play hard. They give max effort. They're going to sneak up on somebody in these playoffs if they're not careful.
And Richmond Hill continues to be an enigma. They're they won the region last year, favorite to win the region this year, lost four games last year, final four appearance, beat Valdosta on the way, roll down to Camden, knock off the Wildcats at Chris Gilman, and then lose to Ware County.
I mean, Ware County's not chopped liver. By the way, you go to Swamp, you better be pretty good.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Yeah, he does need one of those screens. Now we go to the weekend review. If we can find the button.
Go. This is what happens when you let the ACC play by themselves. The best game of the day, Georgia Tech, Florida State, both unranked. Wait, the NHL playoffs are happening right now? So let me get this straight. The Eagles are paying Josh McCown to stay at home. How do you spell DeAndre Hopkins? P-A-I-D.
He got his money.
The new John McEnroe, Novak Djokovic, die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Atlanta Hawks, Billy Donovan, make it happen.
Yes.
From the Absolutely Stupid Files, Madden will have Colin Kaepernick in Madden 21. He's not on a roster. Dolphins 9, Falcons 29. Wait, that was a baseball game, Braves Marlins. Hey, Jags fans, I have three words for you. Jalen Ramsey contract. Write this down. The Chiefs will win the Super Bowl. Great Scott, Marty, we are headed for a Celtics-Lakers NBA Finals. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be hoisting the Lombardi Trophy when all is said and done. Carol Baskin to participate on Dancing with the Stars. Her opening song, Eye of the Tiger. And these are my thoughts.
Carol Baskin.
Yeah. All right. So this segment of the Jason Kip, by the way, was supposed to read another sponsor. So I'll just read it for him. This is Kip Branch, and then you can read the other one that you've got. This is this.
But we only have time for one, so you choose which one you want.
Well, here, read this one.
I'm not reading that.
It starts with, I have learned a lot about sports from Jason Bishop in the past 3 years. Kip decided not to read that. He threw that away.
I have a stipulation in my contract where it's called condensing with the nonsense. And so That's what I invoked right there. So
this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Southern Soul Barbecue, and by Golden House Pharmacy.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned. Anniversaries are still coming up. Babies are still being born. And Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, or telling dad thank you for everything. Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
All right, so now we get to that anticipated time of the show, the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings.
Oh boy, this should be good.
Making their 2020 debut in the Jason Bishop Power Rankings at number 10, Jeff Davis.
Jeff Davis beat Atkinson County 50-20 last night, so Jeff Davis makes it into your power rankings.
At number 9, a huge win over Charlton, Southeast Bullock.
There you go. Southeast Bullock gets in.
At number
just
9.
Just in time. I guess it's time for sponsor checks to come in. They get into the rankings.
At number 8, the Benedictine Cadets.
The Cadets?
Cadets.
Oh, yeah, they come into Glenn County Stadium next week, and I'm not looking forward to their arrival.
Number 7, Savannah Christian.
Savannah Christian. Wow.
At number 6, Crisp County.
Just outside of the... Okay, they're inside the threshold, the geographical thing?
They're right there. Yeah, they're okay. Inside. We established this.
Well, technically, Cordele, whereas Crisp County is...
Crisp is in Cordele?
Yeah, it's on the west side. West side of 75. But
why do you hate? Why do you hate my ranking so much?
No, I'm just giving you a geographic lesson, geography lesson.
At number 5, rolling into Valdosta, knocking off Valwood in impressive fashion. At number 5, the Frederica Academy Knights.
The Frederica Knights debut in the poll.
At number 5. At number 4, beating a very good Richmond Hill team that had come off a win over Camden, the Ware County Gators check in at 4.
Check in at 4, the Ware County Gators.
At number 3, Coffee County.
Number 3, Coffee County, the Trojans.
At number 2, Lowndes County. And the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, already beaten a 6A Brunswick High team. Last night they beat a 5A Wayne County team and shut them out. The number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, the Pierce County Bears.
The Pierce County Bears. They beat Brunswick High and they come back last night and they beat the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Shut them out 14-0, a high-powered, supposedly high-powered Wayne County offense.
Falling out of the rankings, Richmond Hill, Valdosta, Macon County, Valwood, Glenn, and Charlton. So once again, 10 through 1, really quick. Number 10, Jeff Davis. 9, Southeast Bullock. 8, Benedictin. 7, Savannah Christian. 6, Crisp County. 5, Frederica. 4, Ware. 3, Coffee. 2, Lowndes. And the number 1 team, the Pierce County Bears.
The Pierce County Bears, number 1 in the Jason Bishop Power Rankings.
Another really good poll.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I mean, Southeast Bullock. They're the only question mark that I have.
Why?
In the poll. I mean, it's early. I guess you gotta give them some props, I guess.
You're not a believer in Southeast Bullock?
Never been a believer.
Well, don't forget, they stayed in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings last year
until
toward the end of the season.
They're a devoted sponsor to the show. I mean,
Southeast Bullock does not sponsor the show.
If we did a congressional investigation there, we probably could come up with some data to support that.
I'll do what you got to do, but this is what I'm telling you. This is the most fair and unbiased ranking system that exists in the state of Georgia. It combines
fair.
GISA, AAA, AA, all the way to GHSA, single A, private, up to 7A, and I don't distinguish between any of the schools. I say to you, I rank them based upon what they've done in their schedule. I'm not saying that Team A can beat Team Y just because they're ranked ahead. I'm just saying that based upon what's on their schedule, this is how well they've done, and I rank them according to that.
Okay.
And I have a formula.
Okay. There you go. It's your poll. It is what it is.
I mean, I'm just being honest with you.
I got to. I mean, these are your rankings. You come up with them. I mean, you know, people can listen to them. They can agree with them or disagree. I mean, we live in a democracy. I mean, people feel strongly about their football. So, yeah, Richmond Hill drops out. A lot of teams drop out because they had a tough loss last week. Mm-hmm. But teams like that will be back in the poll if it's objective by the end of the season.
It is the most objective poll in the state of Georgia.
Most subjective, is that what you said?
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Kickoff for the high school football season occurred last night. The Glen Academy Red Terriers downed the MCA Buccaneers 33-7. Charlton blanked Brantley 39-0. Wayne beat Hart 29-13. The Pierce County Bears woodshedded the 6A Brunswick Pirates 31-10. And we also had a couple of upsets last night. Macon County took down Clinch 21-19. Richmond Hill went down to Kingsland and beat Camden 28-11. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed brews from Chicago Pipeworks Brewery and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Got a very lively show, I would say. Even in the breaks, we're getting a lot of
You popping off those gums today, so you must have got a good night's sleep last night.
I didn't go to bed till about 1 a.m., brother. You know how Friday nights go.
I mean, you were excited calling that thumping at Chris Gilman Stadium last night. I mean, it's always nice to broadcast a win, isn't it? Better than a loss.
Always. So, all right. So this is the segment where Kip's going to take over the show, and I have no choice but to just let him because I've been told to. But before we get to that, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's Island. Free delivery to anywhere on the island. 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs.
All right, and now here we go. The Kip Ranch Butthurt segment.
Number 5 on the Butthurt list this week, Jason. They've been a mainstay so far. The Boston Red Sox. They're in last place in the AL East, and it doesn't look like they're going to climb out of the cellar with 15 games left in the season. I mean, what do you say? One of the highest payrolls in baseball, and you cannot climb out of the cellar.
Two words, rebuild.
Rebuild? What they need to do is their finance. I mean, their accounting department, obviously, the checks they're writing and the return on that investment is not matching up somewhere.
Rebuild.
Speaking of return on investment, number 4 on the butt hurt list this week, the New York Yankees.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay. They're in third place.
Yeah.
In the AL East. They're behind the Blue Jays. They're behind the Rays in the AL East.
The Rays are good.
Yeah. But the Yankees have the highest payroll of just about anybody in professional sports, and they're in third place in their division.
Two more words. Rebuild.
Rebuild. What do you rebuild? They're signing everybody. They're signing every high-priced free agent that's out there.
Some people rebuild differently.
I guess. Number three on the butt hurt list this week, Jason. The ACC kicks off football today. You know that. We're going to pick some games here shortly. But number three on the butt hurt list this week, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 Conference.
Mm.
Hey, the ACC didn't fall prey to your bullying tactics. And they're playing football today while you're sitting at the house watching Ohio State, watching Oregon. You could have been college football playoff contenders, but you're sitting at the house.
And instead, the ACC is going to be in full view of everybody because they're the only football game in town today.
Boom! There you go. Number two on the butt hurt list this week. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets.
Oh, man. Did you really?
Yes, I did. They come off a win last week. They go to Pierce County feeling kind of cocky. We're going to go beat Pierce. We're big, bad Wayne County. And they go and get shut out at the Bears' Den in Pierce County. 14-0.
People better stop underestimating Pierce. They have not lost a regular season game in 2 years.
But Wayne thought they were going to go in there and beat them because I was hanging around some folks that thought that last week. Number one on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the Valwood Valiants.
Oh, okay.
Wow. They're number one on the butt hurt list.
Wow.
A scrappy, hard-nosed, well-coached Frederica Academy Knights football team. They go to Valdosta and they beat you 36-13 in your own stadium. 21 points. They were in the power rankings last week. They get blown out by Frederica by 3 touchdowns in your own stadium. Cherry picking.
And that's an accurate description. They did get blown out. You know, a lot of these scores, like the Camden Glen game, the game was close and then Camden pulled away late. That is not what happened in Valdosta between Valwood and Frederica. Frederica put it on them early and often.
Valwood's cherry picking from Valdosta High Lounge. They get kids from all over Southwest Georgia to come in there and suit up for the Valiants. And the Frederica Knights, with 31 football players, get on bus. Real USA. Nope. Frederica gets off the bus and slaps you right in the mouth. 36-13. Valwood, you're number one on the butt hurt list.
Valwood rolled. Excuse me, Frederica rolled into Wintersville and left with the deed to the county.
Yes, they did. Just went over there, slapped them, punched them, did whatever they wanted to do to Valwood. And now the Frederica Knights. You know, you weren't giving them any credit before the season started.
They're number five in my rankings.
Oh, you just did that because they went over there and beat Valwood. But I've been telling you about the Frederica. They're going to be scrappy. They're a well-coached football team. They got a little bit of talent. They play hard for the coaching staff. The Frederica Knights, sleeper in GISA this year.
I don't think there's a such thing as Frederica being a sleeper at this point.
After last year, they were kind of kicking dirt on
everybody
them.
Knows what Frederica brings since Brandon Derrick has taken over there. Nobody sleeps on Frederica.
Well, Valwood apparently did something. They took an Ambien. They did something or just got off the bus, and Frederica just said, you know what? We ain't worried about no Valwood. Who is Valwood? We won 2 state championships. You come over here last year, you beat us at our place. You know, we're coming back to you this year, and you think you're going to just come out of the locker room and beat us? Man, we're Frederica. We got state championship banners hanging out of the oak trees on St. Simon's Island. You better be glad you didn't come to St. Simon's or we'd have hung 50 on you. There you go, Valwood. Do something about it. You're number one on the butt hurt list this week.
This may be the best show ever. At least if you're a Frederica Academy fan, this is the best show ever for you.
Better be glad you didn't come to St. Simon's, Valwood. Might have got 60 hung on you. 50, 60. Instead, you give up 36 in your own stadium. I saw a shot of the scoreboard. Jeff Doak voice of the Fred Rican Knights, he posted a scoreboard shot. I bet he had to get that within 5 seconds of that game.
Because I'm sure they turned it off quick.
Power went out pretty quick. Nice photography work, just Jeff Duke, to post that on social media last night.
That's impressive. Keep in mind, Frederica also has two GHSA opponents on their schedule. Of course, Frederica, GISA team. They've got two GHSA teams in Brantley and Long County. I believe those games are back-to-back, if I'm not mistaken. But those are two games that Frederica is going to step up and play the GHSA teams. And I'm here to tell you, I don't know if either one of Brantley or Long County can beat Frederica.
Brantley needs to work on their offense. They're averaging 3.5 points a game. And the Long County Blue Tide, they're just... they've been a perennial dumpster fire. So I'm calling Frederica winning both of those games.
Are you going Frederica 10-0?
Well, I want to see how they do against Tifdaria. And then, you know, if they get past Tifdaria, they couldn't run the table.
I think already now with the win over Valwood, that might have been Frederica's toughest game of the schedule. That's now behind them. So I think really, realistically, at least for the fans, I know the coaches and the players, the coaches aren't going to let their players circle a game on the schedule way down. But for the fans, with Valwood now in the rear view, the fans on the schedule are circling the Pinewood game.
Let me put my Frederica hat on one more time, and let me take it to the next level. John Millage Academy, we're looking for you. Oh.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites, too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available, 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at SouthernSoulBarbecue.com. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140.
Go. It's all about convenience. We can make that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need. Auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need.
M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Need to get one thing straight. No one has ever disrespected the Frederica Academy Knights on this show. That just simply hasn't happened.
I was just saying, man, if you need to go to a sensitivity training seminar after the show, you can go ahead, orders online at Fox's Pizza, downtown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook. They didn't sleep on Frederica either. Oh, Fox's Pizza is a big Frederica Knights.
That's insane. Let's just pick some college football games.
All right, let's pick some.
All right, so, of course, the ACC basically on tap by themselves today.
Yeah, who's Ohio State playing today? Michigan, who are you playing today? Iowa, the Hawkeyes. Iowa State's playing today. Where's the Iowa Hawkeyes? I'm on a roll today.
You're on something. Syracuse at number 18, North Carolina. I'm going to be a believer in North Carolina, at least in the ACC I am. So I'll take North Carolina to beat Syracuse.
I'll take North Carolina basketball.
We're only picking football
games.
Well,
football. Mac Brown's got them coming. They're coming back.
Louisiana Lafayette goes to number 23, Iowa State.